Hi there, welcome back to The Gist with Favor. Today's Friday, and so you already know what it is. It's another Relationship Friday talk. In the last 2 weeks, we have been running a series of faith, purpose, and love. Today, we'll be talking about the last pointer, which is finding your partner, you and your partner. If you have not listened to the previous episode, our advice, it will be better for you to go back and listen so that you can gain a better knowledge of what we have been talking about. So, I have always been of the mantra, you must define or you must know your destination before you begin your journey. Finding out the destination before you begin your journey is very important. If not, every road will seem like the way. So for you to be trying to accept someone into your life as a partner, or for you to be thinking of finding someone, you must know where it is headed. You're not just going into a relationship to test the waters. You want to know where you're headed, and that heading or that destination is marriage, should be marriage, right? So it's not just, oh, let me test the waters. Let me just see how it goes. No. Especially if you're planning, if you're doing it God's way, if you're doing it with a purpose, if you're doing it with the right intentions, marriage should be in view. So it's important that you prepare yourself. There's one of the things Pastor Kingsley Okonkwo, who is one of the renowned relationship coach, who would say, prepare yourself to be a wife, not a girlfriend. Prepare yourself to be a husband, not a boyfriend. So if you are dating intelligently and intentionally, it should be, the destination should be marriage. So what are the things that you need to do if you are about or deciding to partner with somebody on this journey of life? The first thing I did personally was I got a journal when I was, I think about 20, when I was 20 or so. I had a journal and I began journaling the things that I wanted, the characters that I wanted my husband to portray. Am I saying that I want like a full made man, someone that is already perfect in himself? No. But when I journal those things, there were value systems that I wanted to see. So even if he was not perfect, he had a glimpse of what it meant to be a husband or to be a man that I would love. And so I journal those things down so that whenever anybody comes, that manual I had journaled was going to be like a guide for me. And I will always go back to checkmate. Oh, does he pass this? Does he check this? Does he not? So I'll know whether I am compromising because I am tired of being single, or yes, he actually fits into the things I have written even when there was no man involved. I hope that point is clear. So get a journal, write out the values, what you want your husband to have. I had to search the scriptures. I had to dig in deep. What were the characteristics that the sons of God, people in the Bible, who were referred to as children of God, men of God, what were the characteristics that they portrayed? I looked into the life of Job. I looked into the life of, David. Do you understand? So I had to pick out good value systems that they had that were worthy of a man who should be a husband and a priest. And I put them down. So it's important so that when somebody is coming, you're not just settling. You know that you're not settling. And honestly, it was amazing because when somebody came in and I was about to settle, I knew in my heart that you should not settle. If you already had a list, God has his son. If you already had a list, I'm not talking about a list. Don't misconstrue this list. I'm not talking about a list of material things. Oh, he must have a car. He must have done like 2 degrees. He must be tall, fair, dark, or handsome. He must be a cup of hot chocolate. Sis, I'm not talking about any of those things. I'm talking about value systems. Oh, I want my man to be a kind man. I want him to be someone who is passionate about people, a man who is reputable, a man who has the fear of God, a man who is a child of God, who sold out to the kingdom, a man who people are expectant of his word, a man who is respected at the city's gate. You know, I wrote down a man who is a king. He's not giving to alcohol. He's not a smoker. He does not give himself to. He's a king, so he does not drink alcohol. You know, those were values that I wanted to see in my husband. And I wrote them down. So much more from the Bible, because the Bible is the will of God and we want to be in the will of God. So I set up the scriptures and I began to write out those things. And I also did the same thing for myself, the kind of woman I want to be, the kind of wife I want to be, the kind of mother I want to be. I had all of these things journaled, right? So it's important that you already have these things before any guy comes, so that your head is clear. You're writing those things with clarity. You're not thinking of, oh, I want this guy, so let me fit my list to meet what this guy is. No, there's nobody in the picture, so you can write clearly. Do you understand? If you understand what I mean. So that was one of the things I did. So when guys were coming, I was going to checkmate. I was going to check, and you know, I just pray a prayer and I just tell God, because I learned to be vulnerable with God about my feelings. So I'll just tell God and be like, Daddy, you know that I like this person. You know that he's fine. You know that he's this, you know. But if he's not the one, please block it before he ruins me. And you know, God will always be humorous about blocking it, because sometimes I'll laugh at the things that made the people who profess so much love stop communicating with me. And then I'll always tell my mom that, you know, just her, and she'll be like, see, the man that is for you, he will love everything about you. He would, you know. And that's, I was patiently waiting. So one day when I got to a stage where I was very anxious, I started praying with anxiety, because somebody had come, people were coming to me, some of them genuinely, some of them just prognosing. And people were now coming to me and be like, ah, sis, the way you are going about this thing, because they felt like, oh, the way I carried God and the way I carried ministry, that I was probably looking for a man of God, a skabobobo kind of person, spirit coco, or maybe I'm not even thinking relationship, you know, the way I came off as saved. So somebody came up to me and was like, how far, or should we go to the mountain? Truth is, I was actually very young, but they felt that the way I was going, if I keep on like that, I probably might not be interested in dating anybody. So I had to start praying to God, our Father. I think that was towards the end of my service year, and I was like, God, please, I want to, you know, I'm about rounding off my service. What's going to happen? Am I not going to be in a relationship? Is it I'm not going to marry? You know, I was so scared, because they said you find your, sometimes some people find their spouse in camp. I went to camp. I know fine spouse. Some people find their spouse during service year. Service year is ending. Oh yeah, spouse, okay. Where are you? I'm not forthcoming. I had to go back to my father, daddy, what's going on? And then God told me, I remember that day vividly, I was sitting, I was praying, and then he told me, said, I'm working on you just as I'm working on your future partner. And I relaxed, I stopped praying about it, because I knew that God was working on him, and as he was working on me, I was probably not yet ready. And funny enough, or truthfully, when I got into a relationship, when God finally sent my man to find me, the human that I love, when I finally got into a relationship, I realized that I was flawed inside out. You know how you can be a child of God, you know how to be good to other people, but then you have someone so close to you and then you're messing it up. Honestly, I was not ready. And I thought I was, because I had been reading books. I had all the years of my singleness, I was reading books, I was attending relationship conferences. But those were theory, until I was faced with the reality of a human being actually being in love with me. And, you know, doing things that I felt like were okay. I had misconstrued a lot of principles, had misconstrued a lot of things, you know. But being in that relationship opened my eyes to the things that I had misconstrued. I had to unlearn and relearn a lot. I understood the importance of having an accountability partner. You know, it was a thug of war the first year of my relationship. And you know, I had to keep unlearning and relearning. And I thank God for him that He did not judge my Christianity and say, ah, this woman is a child of God, now she comes outside and she comes and be. He knew that this was something he was willing to work with me. And that's why I remember what my mother told me, that the right person will see how to work with me. He will not condemn me, but he will correct me in love. And, you know, that's what happens when you find, you wait on God, and then God brings the right person to you. So being in a relationship is an amazing thing, but you don't want to mess it up. I'd always been of the opinion that I would not date somebody for too long before I finally get married. And that was why I didn't want to waste my time dating so many people before I finally found my soulmate. So I would advise, while you're waiting, God is working, and you also work on yourself. Start training yourself to love people genuinely, sincerely, because those are one of the things that I had issues with. I was a very critical person. You know, I didn't have time, patience to start waiting for you to change your any character trait or trying to be a good person or whatever. If you're not doing it right, I wanted to out. Like, I'm not going to be your friend again. I just close the door. But being in a relationship with my partner currently exposed me to understanding patience, understanding that people might not be where the expectations you have of people sometimes might not, they might not come off as that. So it takes time for people to really become. And if you love genuinely, you'll be patient with them as they unfold and evolve into all that God has created them to be. So that's that about you and your partner, finding your partner. I hope that this episode, this series, has really blessed you. If it has, please let me hear from you. Let me know. And then if there's something else you want me to talk about, please let me know. I'll do well to do that. Until then, please have a nice day. Bye for now.